Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Yes, indeed. Well, we are welcoming Sis Lulu Ndlovu on the line. Sis Lulu, good afternoon to you.
Hi. Good afternoon, Mr. Malote. Good afternoon to our listeners.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, I'm good. I'm blessed. It's been raining. I'm looking out. It's beautiful. It's green. There's life. I'm excited.
Fantastic. Wow. Great to hear that. Great to hear that. It is, of course, great to have you on board. Today, we are going to be talking about an interesting subject, maintaining healthy boundaries. And we normally hear a lot of people talking about the subject of boundaries. And so today, we're going to be talking to this in the context of relationships, and I must add marriage relationships. But Sis Lulu, let me hand over to you. Perhaps you're going to be just recapping a little bit from last week, and then we get into today's topic.
Okay, thank you Vama. Thank you once again for having me. So today we are looking at setting healthy boundaries, and Vama, it's still a continuation of being conscious about the otherness of the other person. We have spoken about being curious about them, embracing and celebrating their uniqueness, starting to advance your partner's happiness. However, there's something else that is very, very significant that also ensures that our identities are not blurred and dependencies high. You know, this is one other thing that fosters that healthy individual growth and healthy interdependence. And that is the issue of setting healthy boundaries. Now, think about boundaries, Dama. These are personal limits or guidelines. These are invisible demarcations between you and someone else. These are the barriers that we erect that ensure that I am protecting my space. I'm keeping the good, positive, helpful things in. At the same time, I'm leaving out all the things that are bad and negative. Zama, you know how annoying it is to have someone who does not have boundaries generally, someone who just barges into your space, someone hugging you and squeezing you, someone you're talking, they're interrupting, they're biting in. That is irritating. But it's important for us to understand that also when we erect these healthy boundaries in a relationship, they are going to make you feel safe, respected, and valued. But the problem is that many times in relationships, we don't say these things in marriage. You find that they are unsaid, they are unclear, and they are also unenforced. And here we are talking about things that are quite simple and things that are also very, very important. For an example, Zama, I think about things like having someone use your toothbrush or towel. That's something that may look like it's quite minor, but think about how annoying it is for someone to take your phone and scroll down without your permission. Someone who's going to take your personal belongings like your charger and leave it wherever. Someone leaving stuff lying around in the boot of your car. Someone taking the car that had petrol and bring it back. It's got no petrol. They don't even let you know. You are awake. You wake up in the morning. You are in a rush to work. You get into the car. There is no fuel. It does show that someone here is not respecting your personal space and your intellectual or even your property. You know, in my house, I sleep on this other side of the bed. My husband sleeps on the other side. He's got his cabinet that has got his stuff, and he's got his Bibles, his books, his journals, his phones, his chargers. And it's very rude of me to rummage through his cabinet without asking for permission. He finds me on his side. I'm looking through things. That shows that I am not respecting his boundary. Same thing with him, Zama. For him to be digging through my handbag, you know, he's looking through things, he's shifting things. That may not be communicated, but it's like, that's my space. That is my space. You imagine here you are having a private conversation with someone, and then I budge in, I'm disturbing you, are in a Zoom meeting. That, by the way, you've got nothing to hide here. However, it's a private conversation I'm having. It's work-related. I'm a professional. I deal with issues of confidentiality. Similarly with my husband, he's a pastor. It's unethical for me to actually infringe and jump into things without him inviting me there. Very, very important, setting healthy boundaries.
You know, Sis Lulu, as you are talking, I'm thinking, man, I don't know how many weddings we attend weddings, and from September right through December, in South Africa or in the Southern African region, it's a period for weddings, and we sit and hear and listen to people. Giving words of wisdom, as it were, to the married couple or the couple that is now getting married. And one of the things we very often hear is that you guys are one now, which means that what his is hers and what is hers is his, and there is now no things that say, no, this is mine, and this, it's now one person. Are you then saying, well, that advice is actually not a good advice?
It is promoting symbiosis, which is that interdependence that is not healthy.
Okay.
You are you, I am me, you are a male, I am a female, you work in a certain space, I work in a certain space, I am a psychologist, I've got files, I've got cabinets, I lock things out.
Mm-hmm.
When someone is calling me, I move from my bedroom to get into a personal space. It does not mean I'm hiding anything. However,
mm-hmm.
there is a privacy boundary that has to be in place. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it, Zama. These things sometimes that we have glorified and we think they are so good, they sometimes breed that resentment. They sometimes breed, of course, it's something else when maybe confidentiality or trust has been broken. Maybe someone has had an affair. So now transparency needs to be monitored, but that is now agreed upon, Zama. For
uh-huh.
example, we can agree that because there's been a breach, now for some time, there is going to have to be some monitoring, of course. I need to be transparent about where I'm going. I need to be transparent about people I'm talking to. If I'm going to take a call privately, I need to be transparent. However, that is only because we're trying to manage a certain situation.
Mm-hmm.
But normally and generally, people need to have their privacy respected.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it is something that is quite important, Zama. And I know that sometimes we do not speak about these issues that like often now. For example, think about time and personal space boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Setting time for individual hobbies or interests or friendships. Think about time, Zama, to discuss important issues. Here you are coming back from work, you want to watch the 7 p.m. news. This is your time, this is your space. And if I don't respect that boundary, I'm going to patch in, I want to discuss something that is very, very important. That is like, hello, this is me time. I'm just trying to wind down. I'm trying here to do something that is going to reboot. If we don't speak about the issues, then you're going to sit there, grit your teeth, listen to your partner. Once they are done, you look at them, are you done? Yes. And then go back to the TV. That is because a boundary has not been respected. As a result, there is not going to be any connection. Instead, there's going to be more disconnect.
Mm. Now, talk to me, Sis Lulu, about the compromise. The subject of compromise when we're talking about boundaries, is it a thing to do, or rather it is setting boundaries and they are strict and this is how they are, no compromise?
We can never, Zama, in the context of another person be rigid and inflexible.
Mm-hmm.
However, most important is things need to be said, they need to be communicated. We can't work on expectation and thinking, I am going to know. So for me, it's not just about enforcing them, it's about talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's about speaking them out loud. It's about you knowing what are my preferences. For an example,
mm-hmm.
I am an early morning person, 4 o'clock, I am up. I'm
mm-hmm.
ready to face the world. My husband, on the other hand, 6 o'clock person. So do I wake up now, Zama, and I switch on the light because I'm having a devotion, I'm doing praise and worship? Do you think that is respectful? It is not.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I wake up at 4, I respect his space, the bedroom, the time, I move out into another place. If I don't have a study, I move into the sitting room. That is where I am going to have my devotion.
Yeah.
So it's just about just that understanding that, okay, I can't be rigid, but it's got to be communicated. These expectations that are not communicated, these are the things that lead to more friction. However, sometimes we will not speak them out, but there'll be resentment and bitterness, and there'll be that simmering anger that is going to explode somewhere. I touch something and then explode, only to find that it does not even have something to do with that. You're still angry because I woke up in the morning, I switched on the light, I made noise, I woke you up, which was quite rude because I did not respect the boundary that this is his time to sleep and rest and wind down.
And I suppose as these boundaries are communicated, there's supposed to be a certain tone, atmosphere, etc. Because I'm thinking of although it was said in jest, really, it was a social media posting. I think I saw it on TikTok when a man was saying, "Lalela ke sisi, yabona ke mina ngibhenywa, mina ngiyinsanga, awufiki mina vele uzokhuluma nje noma kanjani. Uma ukhuluma nami kumele uqonde, guqela phansi." And you know, and this man was giving instruction. I do apologize to those who are not understanding what I'm saying. So basically, that tone to give this partner some certain rules that you're gonna do this, and you're not gonna approach me like this, etc., etc. Talk to me about that, the approach, tone, etc. Because it was a joke and people were laughing about it, but I saw that other people were saying, "Ooh, I would never marry such a man." So just please give us a background to how this comes about.
I think like what you're saying is quite significant. Sometimes, and I think the next thing we're going to talk about actually is how do we then communicate in a way that is going to let you hear what I'm saying and also hear where I'm coming from. We are going to talk about that because one of the things that actually causes most of the friction is the fact that sometimes we don't even know how to communicate such things, which is why then you're coming to me, you're already ordering me, you're telling me how it's going to be done. Instead of communicating that, actually, I come from a background where a woman, when she's talking to a man, she needs to kneel. And then where is that coming from? What do you understand about it? And then these things also, Zama, these are the topics we talk about now in premarital counseling. Because if you have done premarital counseling and you did a very good job, I know already there is no way I'm going to kneel to you. I never kneel. I don't kneel even to my husband. So if that's a deal breaker for me, then already you know what you are getting yourself into. As opposed to me coming in, I don't know. I'm expected to be shukule. I'm expected to wear a certain kind of regalia. I'm supposed to be given ikama. I'm supposed to be put through this ritual when it was not communicated. Whereas when it's communicated, I walk into it with my eyes open. I know that, okay, this is an expectation, but that has been communicated. Whereas now, if the husband is going to say exactly that, and they do say such things, that lalela ke sisi, awuzukhuluma nami kanjalo. Whereas if we had spoken about it, we would have spoken about the boundary of communication. How do you address me? Do I address you as Baba Kasbanban? Do I address you by your pen name? Do you address me as Mamis? Do you use my name? So the issue that is the most important for me is the fact that we cannot enforce them if we have not spoken about them and we have communicated them. And so that, you know, sometimes, Zama, I may not even necessarily agree, but that is when I feel like, okay, no, I can live with this. No, I am able to do this. No, I am able to do this. But with that, no, I am not able to do that. Think about financial boundaries. Deciding on a budget together, but also setting limits on individual spending or managing separate finances. That is a thorny issue. Think about people marrying in community and marrying out of community, not even understanding such things, how we protect our interests when we choose a certain kind of a marriage. In financial boundaries, if you are going to tell your wife that, you know what, here at home, everything, we put it in one pot, we use from this one pot, you are not going to have your account, let it be communicated. Let it be communicated then. How do I take care of my individual needs? How do I take care of my family? How do we manage laws? All these things. These are boundaries that need to be set, family and social boundaries. so that we don't just have people butting in to mother-in-law is coming here to stay for a month. I did not even know. You come back home, my mother is here, she's here, you don't even know. These boundaries protect the relationship also from external influences, but they've got to be communicated well.
I think that's very important because some of these things could cause some damages that could last for a long time in marriages, eh?
Oh, they do. They do. Friends have destroyed relationships. In-laws have destroyed relationships. And sometimes it has been simply a matter of we have not spoken about these things that, okay, here, this is how we are going to handle it. This is how we are going to handle our in-laws. This is how we handle finances. This is how we handle friends of the opposite sex, Zama. I need to know what my husband expects. How do I communicate with the members of the opposite sex? You know, how do I manage friends of the opposite sex? This is a boundary that is important. So that my husband will know that, okay, this is what I am expecting from you. And we speak about it. Think about intellectual boundaries, Zama. You can't then say to me, like I see ANC, you know, I come to support you, like, no one is going to vote yes. Because it's sitting on my own fact that I need to have differing opinions, you know, whether it's a political view. Do you see these things? They are quite important in terms of you allowing me to be me, but at the same time, you and me building something together. Zama, if we do not talk about it and we do not communicate it, we are going to expect that somehow I'm going to pick it up from the air. It is going to breed resentment, and I'm going to feel like, yeah, again, that thing of symbiosis again, where I need to just toe the line and vote ANC, even if I wish I could vote for MK. Where I'm going to find myself having to tolerate, where you're going to find yourself struggling to even bring your parents, you starting to have me go and visit your parents simply because we did not communicate such things and know that, okay, this is how actually we are hoping we can manage our relationships with both of our families. So for me, the most important thing when it comes to this is do be intentional, be conscious that you are living with a different person here. So how do we then build these barriers or enforce these barriers or communicate at least our preferences so that our partner can know that, okay, I know actually my husband would rather not go to the worship experience, and that is okay, you know.
Thank you so much. You know, as you are talking about this, and I'm thinking it's actually very critical because, you know, during the time of elections, you know, and I know that many countries are going through elections, as Mozambique, the people are listening to us from Mozambique. They had elections 2 weeks ago. We've got people listening from Botswana. They had the elections last week in the US. We've got some number of people listening to us. They've got elections today and quite a number of other countries. And I remember when we're having elections, the reason I'm actually making this background is that. And I remember reading through social media pages, and people were saying, I'm not going to have a wife who's going to come here and vote for this party when here, we are actually voting for this. And I saw some pushback from the ladies to say, no, but men cannot just talk like that. We're not going to just have an instruction to vote for this or vote for that. So I think it becomes very important what you are saying, that these things must be communicated on time so that umudanga vesana vumbuke and say, no, here we're going to be doing this one, and you're going to be towing the line, and this is how things are going to be happening. Eh?
Yes. And now, unfortunately, now the women who are now, we are managing right now, or you are managing as husbands, are different from Omama and your mothers who were yes, say, no, say, how high should I jump, say. These people have got opinions, they've got thoughts, they've got values. And don't underestimate, Zama, the fact that they are contributing to the building of this Ndlovu, whatever. So that means I need to be seen as a person. It goes even to things like sexual, you know, sexuality and sex boundaries. Just communicate such things. What is expected? What preferences do you have? What are your desires? What limitations? Because I've had women who have complained a lot because their partner maybe is complaining because they would rather have oral sex, and the wife won't have that. Communicating such things so that the person can know, okay, how do you manage physical intimacy in the relationship? What am I comfortable with? And what am I willing to learn? And because I'm willing to learn and stretch myself to accommodate you. However, let it not be taken for granted that you say it and then it's going to happen like that. We dialogue about it. See me, hear me. I've got a voice. You have a voice. You have a face here. You are not me. I'm not you. However, we are connected and we're trying to build something beautiful here for the glory of God. Never underestimate the fact that even God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit united in purpose. However, we say they are three in one, the triune God. Symbiosis, no. Differentiation, very clear, even from the biblical narrative.
Beautiful. Now, before I let you go, someone may say, well, well and good, and I think this is quite good, but now has the bus or has the train left if I didn't do this premarital? Because you said that it's best that it is done during the premarital counseling, which I think is quite ideal. If it has not happened there, so it's game over, the plane has left.
Well, the Bible will say the times of ignorance, God winks at those times. But now that you know, when you know better, Zama, we do better.
Mm-hmm.
The moment I see and I hear something, I'm always learning. I'm always growing. So
yeah.
I hear something, I'm like, wow, that is beautiful. We need to start talking about how do I then start looking around at how I can implement it. That's why, Zama, we're having these conversations, right?
Mm.
It is because we want to grow as people. We don't want to be living today on yesterday's manna, Zama. There's new manna today, and that is what we want to start doing because we want to build relationships that are going to be different because now we know better. And remember, we can do all these things through Christ who gives us strength. And God, sanctification is exactly like that, Zama. Day by day, we are growing. We grow in marriage. Day by day is a new day. I'm learning new things. I'm stretching myself more. I'm being more accommodative. In the name of, we're building something beautiful here for the glory of God. Any day, you can always learn and grow.
Mm. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Sis Lulu, thank you so much, man, for your time. Always, always insightful conversation. And today was no different. Blessings to you.
Thank you, Zama. Thank you for having me. I am enjoying our conversation. Thank you very much to our listeners also.
Fantastic. Speak to you next week then.
Thanks, Zama.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.